With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos and Ken Barkley. They bring you the betting insight, laughs, and some rants along the way.
Zach Taylor with no H and no K at the end of his name. You know what he could use? Not an H, not a K, but an S. Zach Taylor. And the S stands for slap.
We'll give you an edge to beat the spread and so much more.
When we did our Kansas City team preview, one of my big things was don't bet their futures before the year. It's way more likely that they start slow because the schedule is so brutal up front. If you are someone who bets futures, pray that the Chiefs lose so you probably get them at a really good price, 2 and 3.
What do we call that? Wagertainment. It's You Better You Bet from BetQL.
Hour number three on a phenomenal football Friday. Nick Kostos, Ken Barkley here with you on BetQL. 40 minutes from now, the power hour begins. It's the power 80 minutes on the show. All our bets for week number six in the National Football League. Side total and props brought to you by our show sponsor, Bet Rivers. But until then, we got a D-Gen draft to get to, and we got some baseball to talk here. Dodgers-Giants is pretty good last night, huh? Dodgers winning 2-1, pretty dramatic fashion. I won with the Dodgers. This was the bizarro Bucks Eagles.
Yes.
I won with the Dodgers. You won with the under, as opposed to me losing with the over and you losing with Tampa last night in the NFL.
Yeah, that was we needed it. We needed a little bit, just like we need a good college football Saturday. I mean, absolutely crazy game. Not like crazy in terms of like there were so many amazing plays, but just like the drama from pitch one was awesome. Obviously, Logan Webb pitched like so insanely well, and that was part of the story. Anytime you have an ace pitcher who comes in to pitch the ninth inning, this was like kind of reminiscent of like Kershaw did this about like 6 or 7 years ago when he had never come in out of the bullpen before, I think, to pitch for the Dodgers. Came in to pitch the ninth inning.
I got goosebumps sure. Watching Scherzer warm up, like knowing that he was about to come in. Like, it's a really dramatic, it was like high drama. I loved it.
One of the best things about those postseason series, right? The idea that like all pitchers, all hands on deck, all pitchers are available. So yeah, I mean, absolutely crazy game and obviously, you know, good for betting for the two of us.
Cody Bellinger with the hit in the top of the ninth to put the Dodgers up 2-1. And it was funny because we talked about this yesterday. I asked you the question, Ken, during the power hour, who do you trust more in a big spot, Camilo Doval or Kenley Jansen? Jansen came in the bottom of the eighth and pitched really well. And Doval looked like he didn't really have his stuff in the top of the ninth, like basically the entire time. And then just serves up the winner, obviously, to Bellinger.
Yeah. I mean, and the funny thing is, like, in terms of like moves that were made throughout the game, and I'm not, like the way you are with the NFL, like I have none of that for baseball in terms of like, well, I mean, here's what they should have done, unless it's like a very obvious kind of situation. But, you know, I feel like Kapler left Webb in like as long as humanly possible, basically the pitch ended up going, you know, 7 full innings, basically through a ton of pitches. Like, obviously no problem with that whatsoever with the limited bullpen that the Giants had to work with because they used so many guys in game four. You know, like on Dave Roberts' side, like the opener worked. Like Knebel ended up like getting out of a jam in the first inning a little bit.
Gratterall
gave up a
two-out
double. Gratterall ended up being great. Like Arias like pitched very well. So like the moves that were highly not scrutinized but just discussed prior to the game, like what would each team do? Seems like there wasn't like weren't very obvious kind of missing pieces there. And the game ended up basically being defined by you know, Mookie Betts having an insanely good offensive game in a game where nobody did.
Four for four.
And then umpiring, like literally basically those two things, like the pitching, I think we all kind of thought would be there, but those were the two things we weren't sure what would happen. Like a guy literally having four hits in a game where there were, you know, very few scoring chances. And then as it has sometimes in close games in postseason history, umpiring ends up, you know, playing a big role.
It's just amazing how like baseball like can't get out of its own way with this stuff. Like you got this epic showcase game between like arguably like, well, not arguably the two best regular season teams, at least between the two best teams, do or die, tremendous pitching matchup. The defense in the game is great. Like it's super dramatic. And like, I understand like more people will be into like the worst NFL game than that. But like you juxtapose that along with like a terrible Bucks Eagles game that was exciting, I guess, at the end, but otherwise was a pretty boring nondescript football game. I mean, I watch it like it's the Super Bowl, but I'm sick. And you had like this awesome like showcase for baseball, and that's how it ends. Like that's how it ends. Like I'm not saying Wilmer Flores was gonna drive in a run or hit a whole game winning homer at that point. Probably wasn't. Like I think like Dodgers were probably gonna win with Scherzer on the mound, but the fact that they don't even get a chance there with Flores, it's just so bad. Like that's what the conversation's about today. Like robot umps and Gabe Morales screwing that up. I know it's not really a betting conversation, but it's just like come on, man.
Sure.
Come on, baseball. Come on, Manfred, you idiot.
Well, yeah, and I mean, as a result of... Yeah, I mean, I'm with you on the robot umps, and I know you and I have done this bit before. It's just like...
It's not a bit.
It's gonna... Well, we've had this conversation before. It's going to happen. Like, it's going to happen. I mean, it might be in, like, 21:30, but it's gonna happen. And when it happens, my guess is that we will all be like, my God, why did we not do this, like, 100 years earlier? Like, it's just so stupid. I mean, like, do you ever follow, like, the ump scorecards that come out? Do you follow that account?
Yeah.
One of the great accounts.
And they're always, like, and they never score well, ever.
And my favorite thing, because people will take, especially when we know there's going to be a bad one, like people like Angel Hernandez in a regular season game sometimes, somebody, you'll start to see the Twitter conversation, the scorecard will come out, it will be terrible. My favorite part about it, honestly, is like, even when it's amazing, even when the performance is great, it's still very flawed. Like, it's like, oh, well, you got like 97%. Okay, well, we could get 100% tomorrow. We could just do it. So like, what are we talking about? Like, I just don't understand. It's just like, I don't know. It's really, I'm curious as to see the timeline for when this, like, it's obviously a lot of roadblocks. Otherwise it would have happened already. Just really interesting to, I mean, will it happen in our lifetime? Yes. I would say yes is a heavy favorite, but just like that's the type of conversation we're having. It is a little depressing that doesn't seem like it's so much on the horizon.
All right, well, let's spin this forward now to the ALCS and NLCS. ALCS game one tonight in Houston. Astros about -140 at our show sponsor, Bet Rivers. Boston around +125. Sale Valdez, the pitching matchup. McCullers out for the ALCS. Jake Odorizzi up into the Astros rotation and on the Astros pitching staff for the ALCS. Total tonight, 8.5. Astros for the series, Ken, about -150. We'll get to the NLCS in a moment. Rematch of last year's NLCS with the Dodgers and the Braves. Anything for you in either game one tonight with the Astros and the Red Sox or series-wise, again, with Houston about -150 to advance to the World Series?
Yeah, I mean, it's not like the price is crazy off. I mean, obviously, Houston has home field advantage in the series. You know, I think they were probably rated slightly better the entire season, but I just think the loss of McCullers is like so incredible, like a 7-game series too. Like the idea that you don't have like your ace who was phenomenal in the postseason, who you were probably going to have pitch, you know, twice and then 7 on short, right? Like it was just the number of innings that you lose here. And cool, like you're replacing him with Jake Odorizzi. It's not nobody, but I mean, the drop-off is just massive. Even if you like Odorizzi, like from a postseason standpoint, the drop-off's massive. So I just think that's really interesting. And like, I'm just not sure, like, it's definitely reflected in the series price and it's not as much as it was before. And it's not as much as probably we had expected. I saw some projections at the start of the postseason for what this would be, not quite as big of a price. I'm just not sure it's like, I actually think it's greater than what the market does. And I do think Boston is the type of team where in any rating, they're probably not going to come through as valuable, like just like the sort of the individual players. Sale hasn't been quite Chris Sale since he came back, obviously, from being been good, but not like what we kind of expect, obviously, Cy Young winner. You know, his case per nine, I think, is like way down. A lot of people kind of been having that argument about whether, you know, like what percent is he really at pitching. But despite that, like Boston is just strikes me, and this has been true the entire season. It was true in wildcard game, just like more than a sum of their parts team. And that type of team, I feel like, is always really good in postseason baseball betting because the market is never going to give them credit in any situation because, like, you simulate the lineup, you simulate the starting pitching matchups, like, they're just never going to look great. But they have a great manager, and the other team doesn't have their ace. And there are cheaters all over the place in this series, which is remarkable. And the other team doesn't have their ace, which I think is like a massive deal that's reflected a little bit in the price, but not as much as I thought. So I think this is more like a coin flip series, and it's not being lined like a coin flip series. It's being lined like the Astros have a decided advantage. I'm not actually sure that's true. I played Boston to win the series. I played 125. I think 120 is like okay. Now, with that in mind, like I guess that means I like I probably need Sale to win the start tonight in order for like the series to really have value, obviously. But so maybe like take your pick. Like I think Boston's a little more live basically than the market does.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
All right, let's go to the NLCS here. The ALCS, like, I don't even want to watch it, man, as a Yankees fan. It's just brutal. It just sucks. To the NLCS.
I don't know if you want to watch this one. I mean, it's all right. I mean, do you? Do you want to watch this one?
The NLCS, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, the good news is I can watch football and basketball and hockey. So there's other things to occupy my time. Dodgers about -220 against the Braves. Braves have home field because the Dodgers are the wild card team, which is hilarious.
Remember, we didn't even know that rule like 3 days ago. Yeah. We were like, what is it again?
and the Braves won. And the Braves won 88 games, which is hilarious. I don't think the Dodgers have named a game one starter yet. Maybe it'll be Bueller on short rest. Maybe it'll be Tony Gonsolin. I don't know. How do you view this series here with the Dodgers and the Braves? Like, probably Dodgers pretty likely to advance to the World Series.
Yeah, I think the problem is I think I just agree with it. Like, I just agree that the Dodgers are more likely to advance. Just a couple notes on this game that are really interesting. Braves have home field advantage. Like, that's got to like swing it a little bit. The Braves were one of the worst home teams versus their actual record in all of baseball this year. Terrible home team. Like, is it an advantage? Like, does it even matter that much? I thought that was really interesting with them getting the extra game and like people making a big deal out of it. Like, oh man, the Dodgers won all these games, like road team in the series. Okay. Like, that should have an impact, but is it a great impact in this series? That's kind of interesting. And the other thing that just stands out to me is like the unprecedented nature of this series price versus what we normally see. I saw there were a bunch of tweets from, I think I saw a couple from beat writers today, and they obviously get them from like gambling content providers that kind of tweet the stuff out too. So everybody starts sharing the same information that this is like by far the biggest favorite a road team has been in an NLCS. I believe the last time was the 86 Mets actually in their NLCS.
The Astros?
I mean, I know nothing about baseball history to even answer that question. But
no, the Mets played the Astros, and Mike Scott was scuffing up the ball in the World Series.
Yeah, so I saw that. I believe that. I don't think I'm misquoting that, but it has been a very long time since we have seen a road favorite to this degree. So, you know, anytime you have something that's a bit of an outlier, maybe there's a part of you that's like, oh, we'll play against that, like play against that a little bit. Like, should, you know, baseball generally tends to work the same way. Like, should a road team be that big a favorite? I would just never play the Braves in the series. Like, they're just totally outclassed completely. I don't think I like a bet in the series, at least. I haven't thought a lot about game one. You mentioned that we, at least going into the show today or earlier today, the last time I checked was probably late this morning, that we didn't know who the Dodgers game one starter was going to be. But maybe when we know more, maybe there'll be some individual game bets and stuff. But I just struggle to see how, you know, the Braves can, you know, over the course of a 7-game series, be very, very competitive. Just seems very unlikely.
Do you know how I think I want to play this? I think, given the fact that the Dodgers have pitched all their horses though late in the series against the Giants, I think it's probably like, wait to see what happens in game one. If the Braves win game one, bet the Dodgers at a better series price from there.
Right. Could be Braves early, maybe. Braves early, Dodgers late, like as the series kind of gets rolling. Maybe the Braves can make this like a 1-1 or even like an up 2-1 kind of a series, and then things really get hairy for them.
About this? And in the last 20 minutes, in the last 20 minutes, Max Scherzer is going to start game one for the Dodgers after closing out game five of the NLDS against
how many
the
pitches so did he throw last night? It's like 15?
Not many. Yeah. Like I think it might have even been like a little less than that, maybe.
Yeah. Okay. Very interesting. Okay. And that obviously, if you're the Dodgers,
I love
you're
Scherzer, man.
Yeah. Just, well, the celebration last night, and it was really funny to watch the differences in the celebrations. Like Scherzer is like a tiger that found its way to a cage.
Unhinged. Basically.
Right. Yeah. And meanwhile, like Cody Bellinger's like walking around the circle on the outside, like kind of like neatly high-fiving everyone. Like, okay.
Oh, he's like, hey, man, I got the game-winning hit, bro. And Scherzer's like, ah!
Game-winning hit, bro. 13 pitches.
How about Scherzer? Like multiple Cy Youngs, a World Series championship under his belt.
A World Series.
Maybe the greatest free agent signing in the history of Major League Baseball. When you look at, he dominated from start to finish on that contract. Has dominated the entire time and still is absolutely insane. Give me the ball. I'm going to go win. F the opposition here. Let's go dominate. And then I'm going to go nuts after I do it. Like, he is truly one of a kind. I would love him on the Yankees. I know
right.
It's never going to
happen. And by announcing him in game one, I'll be curious. Like, does that move the series price more toward the Dodgers? Because now you set up like projection starting pitching 1-4-7. Or like however they choose to use 1-5 and then short, you know, like bullpen 7, however they want to use Scherzer in the series. I don't know like what his short rest situation is. Like, does he love pitching on short rest all the time? Not
he hasn't
age.
Won a game, right? He didn't. Right. He didn't. In That's the wild one of his card things. Game got pulled early. Yep. Yeah, got out-dueled, but gave up the one had the home run to Longoria. What game was that? It was game three against the Giants, and then and then came in and then closed game five. So it's not like he doesn't have a win under his belt yet. Yeah, I honestly, I think the way I'm going to play this series is wait for the Braves to steal an early game. Maybe the Braves win game one at home and then come back in and play the Dodgers for the series is, I think, how I want to do this.
So, like, hope that the Braves are more live than the market expects, but then you really think they're not. Basically, like, almost like a fool's gold thing with the Braves. Like,
I don't want to lay 220 with the Dodgers. I want to see if I can get a better price.
Yeah, pre-series, I just don't see it. Like, market thinks the Dodgers are, like, greater than 63% to win the series. So do I. And man, Scherzer in game one, like, do I want to bet the Dodgers before the series starts now? Like, that's an interesting question. I was not expecting Scherzer to start game one. That kind of makes it interesting. Well,
I don't know if it's Fried or Morton. I literally just had this up on the screen to see who's pitching for Fried will be pitching game one. Max Fried.
Okay. So
Max Fried.
Man, Dodgers are going to be a road favorite a bunch in like these games too. This is going to be, this might,
yeah, they are.
This might be a fun betting series. Let's kind of see how it plays out.
Yeah. As a neutral, I want Dodgers Astros. I think that's like the most fun World Series as a neutral.
No, I mean, I used to be a Red Sox fan, obviously. Like, there's no question for neutral fans. Dodgers Astros is the best series. Maybe like people Dodgers, be like, well, like, Dodgers Red Sox because like Red Sox have more history. But like these teams specifically, like you have to have Dodgers Astros.
And like the Red Sox beat the Dodgers in the World Series the year after the Astros did. But like the Red Sox didn't, I guess maybe they cheated, but not like the same way.
Well,
the
and
Astros
also
did.
wasn't Joe Kelly like one of the initial like hit the Astros like. Like pitchers basically like actually like started more stuff than a lot of other pitchers did. Like, I mean, there's just
and the Red Sox like beat the brakes off the Dodgers in that series. Like the Astros, like the Dodgers could have beaten the Astros that went seven and game seven was in Los Angeles.
Right. Yeah. So that was right after Claire. God, that was 4 years ago. Cause that's right after Claire was born. I remember she was like, literally was trying to get her to go to sleep when that game was going on.
And that was, you Darvish tipping his pitches and the Astros banging on trash cans. No fun if you're an LA Dodgers fan.
Lots of inappropriate stuff going on.
Coming up next, the D-Gen Draft. We're going to talk a little sports media here. Always a fun topic for Nick and Ken. You better, you bet here. Phenomenal Football Friday, BetQL.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.